Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hi, welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli. This is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about the man who mistook his wife for a hat. As such, yes, there you go. Written, you know, the story is about what's a neurological case study written by Dr. Oliver Sacks, who recently passed away a year or two ago. And it is about an actual neurological disease, but it's an opera, right?
A chamber opera in one act that lasts 70 minutes. And when it was over, I can remember looking at you and the audience was stunned because it seemed as though it maybe were time for an intermission. So people didn't even react at first.
Oh, yeah, there was a bit of a...
And I looked and I said, there's no intermission.
Right, well, there couldn't have been.
And then I looked at my watch and it's like, oh my gosh, it's over. It moves so fast. I have never in my life ever seen anything like this. It was so compelling, the love that his wife had for Dr. P. They never really
Mr. P.
I thought he was a doctor too.
No, he was a musicologist.
Yeah, he was
a professor.
I thought he had his doctorate in music, but maybe
he was
not.
Mr. P.
But
played by Kevin Glavin,
who I have seen so many times in the Pittsburgh Opera play comedic roles. So it was really fun to see how versatile he is as he plays a man with a neurological disorder that enables him to only see bits and pieces of things, not the whole.
Right.
Which brings to mind how effective Joseph Siemens...
Projection design.
That went behind the whole stage, and he was actually showing us what
was going on in the mind of Mr. P.
Because of only seeing parts of things and not the whole.
Right.
Fascinating.
There are only three characters. It's a three-hander. It is Dr. S, or Dr. Sacks, really.
The real person, Oliver Sacks.
Right, played by Ian McEwan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Williams was the Mrs. P.
Soprano voice of Katie Williams. Just
it was
lovely.
Beautiful. So Mr. P and Mrs. P and the doctor, the three-hander, and Mr. Dr. S, Dr. Sacks, narrates the story just as you would in the case study, but it's set to music.
And I love the fact that a lot of the musical background was Schumann. The German composer. And these three beautiful classical voices that sang nonstop for 70 minutes, I thought were truly amazing for their talent and their stamina. And to keep the audience so engaged in everything. Totally compelling performances.
And you don't expect to see an opera about a man whose mind is deteriorating. That is curious. Especially with the visual production. That visual production was also done in A Winter's Tale. And All the Names. So he's worked a lot with Quantum.
Which is probably why Carla is the director.
Right.
Chose him.
Added so much more to it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's not just a case study. Right. Case study set to music. The part that gave it so much human feel was the loyalty of his wife and her unfailing love and empathy for her husband.
Beginning, she got on my nerves. Because, not the actor, but the way she was making excuses for his neurological disease. Like, she's just like, oh, he's just being silly. He always playing a game.
She was pointing out all the positive things that were there because his music was what allowed him to continue functioning.
But she,
and
was,
she was pointing to that because that was his core self.
She was not seeing that her husband, I think one of the things that was very compelling about it was she was refusing to see that her husband was losing his mind. And he
and
was...
And I think losing his mind is a bit strong. He had visual agnosia, whatever that's called. It was a neurological thing. He wasn't losing his mind.
Well, bits and pieces of his mind.
Bits.
Bits. But, yeah, no, it... It's an unusual thing. It was a completely unusual thing.
Totally
an opera
unique.
With visual design.
And the surtitles.
Subtitles.
The, no, it wasn't sub. They're surtitles, which means...
Oh, they're up.
Because they're up. That's French for on or above. Surtitles.
Okay.
But that was really helpful. Even though it was in English, some of it was so emotive and so emotional, it was helpful to kind of check up
and
there.
And you always forget you're reading after a certain point. When you're reading along, I tend to forget that I'm reading along after a while. So,
God bless you.
You're
getting forgetful, just like Dr. P.
Thanks. What am I drinking? I think it's this. This might be helping. But excellent show. Directed by Carla Boos. And
running through December 11th, and I believe that this is one of the most unusual and engrossing and compelling shows that I've seen for a really long time. I highly recommend
it. It does
stay
with you.
It stays with you, and you don't even have to like opera or even care about opera because it's a chamber opera, but it's not the classical, ooh.
Right, right. You know, they're singing words I can understand.
Yes, and it's modern. It was written after the book
and
was written
English.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
In the 80s, not the ladies. The 80s.
In the 80s, the ladies.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. Go see it.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.